everybody. This is Dani Johnson. And I am definitely trying to recover from a very intense weekend. This past weekend in Dallas, Texas was absolutely, it was earth-shattering. It was record-breaking. It was a complete shock to us. We were there Friday night knowing that we were not going to be able to fit everybody in that room. And so obviously we had a complete sold-out crowd. We had nearly 700 people. That was 200 people past what we thought we were originally gonna ever have. And what we thought we were ever gonna have was 500, and that was gonna be amazing if that ever happened. And then the week before the event, we had 200 more people enroll for that event. And so this was crazy. And I personally want to thank all the leaders that were a part of promoting that event, and all the emails you were sending out to your people and making that event a successful one, and the impact that you personally had on all these different types of people who flew from all over the world. We had people there from London. We had people there from Canada. We had Australians there. We had all different types of people from all over the place that plugged into that training summer this past weekend. Now, for those of you, this is your very first time on a DaniJohnson.com conference call. I want to welcome you. Please excuse my voice and my energy level. I'm a bit tired, but we're going to give it our best shot. I have some friends that are going to be on the phone with me tonight that were there this weekend that are going to share some tips that they learned and also what they're seeing going on inside their sales forces. So maybe you can grasp a few nuggets here and there from them so that we can preserve the voice that's going to be here on the road here pretty shortly once again. But my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who did not have a whole lot of confidence. I didn't think that people who grew up the way I did ever succeeded in anything. My dad was extremely abusive. He was a complete drug addict, and I heard my whole life that I was fat, I was ugly, I was stupid, and I couldn't do anything right. And I totally believed everything that he said about me. And so when my friend introduced me to the industry, I just thought, you know what, this is great for you, but it's definitely not going to work for me. And I had a lot of issues. As you said, I was an angry young lady with no confidence, and I was totally intimidated by people. I was a loner all the way through high school. And I got started after a couple months, and I failed miserably the first 6 months. And I know there's some of you that are listening to me right now that maybe you've played around with a couple of little home-based businesses, or maybe you started, you know, companies. You invested $100,000 into some business venture, or $200,000, or even $500,000 into a business, and you're struggling right now. Maybe things aren't quite going the way that you really had hoped that they would have. And I've been there. In fact, I went $25,000 in debt the first 6 months trying to get a business off the ground, and I just failed. Nothing was working. I was doing everything I possibly could to try to make it succeed, and nothing was working. Then I plugged into a training seminar that I couldn't afford, and I certainly didn't think was really going to make that big of a difference. But I was told if I didn't go to a training seminar that I would fail. And failing just wasn't an option for me. I was completely desperate to succeed. I came out of that seminar, and I made $4,000 in 8 days. The next month, I brought people back to that training seminar, and that was my business model, just putting people in front of that training seminar. And I wound up making $51,000 in just a few months working that business full-time. Then I ran off and I got married after I found out, of course, the people I were working with were a bunch of crooks. Had everything stolen from me. My husband drained the bank account, maxed out the credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, and I was just completely devastated. Went from the number one international producer inside that organization to totally homeless. And this was exactly 15 years ago. We just passed that time period that I was homeless. I was homeless the month of December of 1990. And I praise God every day that he gave me a chance to redeem myself, not only in business, but as well as in every area of my life. And from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, started a business the day after Christmas and made $2,000 the first 10 hours that I worked that business, working full-time as a cocktail waitress, you know, from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m., and then working at a payphone booth with a flyer and making contact with people with a little script that I wrote. And my first year made $250,000, and my second year made my first million. My husband Hans and I have gone on to make 7 figures beyond that, working inside home-based businesses for years, raising our 5 children, part-time from the comfort of our own home. And that has happened not by accident. That hasn't happened because we got lucky. And if you're in business and if that's what you're waiting for, I'm sorry, I have to tell you the truth. Business is not about luck. It truly is about skill, It's about belief, and it's about strategy. And if you possess those three things, then you can go out and do some unusual things in the marketplace. And what I want to bring to you tonight are some experiences from some people who have been working on those three things. They've been working on their belief in their business and their belief in people. They've been working on their skill development in a number of different areas, as well as they have adhered to some strategies, some of which they have never heard before, as well as that some have been looking for years, a strategy that basically fills in the gap. When you build a large business, there's such a gap deep down in your business of training and development. And so there's people that are on the phone with me right now that have found those three things, and we've come in kind of like a partnership, so to speak, an informal partnership together, where they're utilizing a service that is available to you, and it's free. Our website is www.dani, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. On that site, you can enroll as a free member and have access to free training and equipping that is literally worth six figures of an education of skill development that can help to build your belief as well as your strategy. And so if this uneducated homeless woman could get out there and build a business to seven figures within 2 years, what if you actually paid attention to the things that were on that site, as well as other products, if you're ready to take that, make that step? Just like, you know, just recently a college student decided to go to medical school, and he needs to make that investment into his education and into his skill so that he can develop a six or seven figure income. Our business that we are in, and I'm talking about the industry that we're in as far as the home-based business industry, it's the most powerful business model on the face of the planet. It turns over billions and billions annually in our industry all over the world. Millions and millions of dollars are made by everyday average people such like me, cocktail waitresses, and people like yourself, as well as doctors and lawyers, which you're going to hear from one here tonight. And so you're blessed to be on a call, that someone brought you in on this call to introduce you to maybe three things that perhaps can help to influence your life for 2006. So the first person that I'm going to go over to, first I want to take a roll call with my guests that I have on the call with me tonight to make sure that I have them all here. Brian, are you on with me?
I'm here.
Awesome. Shane?
I am here.
Sandra?
Yeah.
Matt?
Here.
Kim?
I'm here.
Jack?
I'm here.
Kim?
Here.
I'm here. Yvette? Okay, cool. We never got a hold of Yvette, so there we go. Okay, awesome. I'm just going to go in a random order. And you guys, we want to refrain from giving our last names. We definitely don't want to mention our company names or anything like that. And I know you guys know the rules as far as that. We want to honor all the different businesses. We probably have 200 businesses represented on the line right now, not to mention a good 100 or 200 more that will be listening on the Internet tomorrow off of our website. And this call is being recorded, and all of you can go to DaniJohnson.com. Within the next 24 hours, you'll be able to listen to this call again and let other people that you feel is necessary to listen to the call as well. Okay, so Brian, I'm going to start with you. Brian, can you just tell us, basically, I had you on stage this weekend. I had no idea that you had come from where you were to where you are today, and I'd love it if you can just real quickly share your story. And since you come in contact with our services, what have you used of ours that has specifically made an impact on your business personally, as well as the people that you've also gotten involved in your business?
Well, we were introduced to you in June of last year, and the first thing that made a huge difference was the script. We went to the First Steps to Success, and the first one was in Denver in June. And we were introduced to your program and such, but we got the script book right away and the North Carolina CDs and such, and we've used that script book religiously since we got it. As far as recruiting goes, I've just never seen such an awesome method. And then we've basically been attending, I think we've missed two First Steps to Success since then, and then we went to Dynasty, and just the help of adding a group and recruiting in a professional level, making you feel much more confident about what you're doing, and you know, just it just works. And I've had several of my people that have done real well. Kelly Parker, who was at we had 26 people at your First Step to Success here in Dallas, and Kelly is working a full-time job, and he made $6,000 over the last weekend, actually Friday and Monday, and doing very, very well with us as he works a full-time job. So I don't look for him to do that much longer, but, I mean, it's just awesome.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, tell us what's happened to you financially since June, since you plugged into First Steps.
I actually attended in July. Some of my company guys went in June. I went in July to Salt Lake, and me and my wife went out there, and basically my income was around $3,000 a month from my business. And I was just blown away at what you were, you know, the skills that you showed us and stuff. I mean, it was amazing. So about 60 days, my income went to $5,000. I continued attending the First Steps to Success. And then I learned probably the most valuable thing I've ever learned was stacking, which I'm sure you covered it before. But when I saw that, it was amazing. And basically, my income the next 60 days went from $5,000 to $7,000. And then this past month, December of 2005, our best month ever was $5 million in March of last year. We did 70, and my personal income went from $7,000 in November to I made $110,000 in December.
Wow.
And this month is just, we had 26 people at your First Steps, and I'm so excited about what this next month holds because I don't look to be taking any pay cuts.
Yeah, I would hope not. Now, hey, you know, obviously you're seeing, and you have been packing people inside of First Steps to Success since I saw you in July.
Yes.
And you've got quite a team that love you. They absolutely love you, and I love to see that. And that's obviously because of what you're doing for them as far as you're loving on them, you're treating them right, and all that kind of stuff. What form of advice can you give everybody that's listening? We probably have over 2,000 people listening right now. What form of advice would you give everybody that is listening right now?
Well, it's just beautiful watching, changing people's financial situations. And we really have a chance here to do something real, real powerful. And, you know, I just, you know, I said it from the stage, but, you know, it really is the decision, you know, I mean, I've heard of exponential growth before, but I've never experienced it until it just happened. But my friends who know me as a guy that struggled to make $50,000 and $60,000 a year, all of a sudden this has been pushed into a new bracket. And now there's this guilt feeling like I absolutely have to give them a chance. If they say no, that is totally cool with me, will not hurt my feelings at all, but I sure do not want to leave somebody out of this blessing. And so I just feel an overwhelming need. You know, there's no embarrassment. There's nothing. It's just a matter of give them a chance to change their financial future forever. And if they say no, that's their call and your conscience is clear. But if they say yes, you have a chance to the two of you to change it forever for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome, Brian. It's been a pleasure and an honor watching you. You brought tears to my eyes on the stage. I was like, oh my gosh, I knew you had been growing and I knew you'd been consistently plugging into everything that we had. And same with your people. Your people were at our prospecting closure way to millions in October.
Yep.
Some of your people have been in our prospecting and closing classes. We've been watching you through our database and just going, dang man, this guy's come out of nowhere and just is going crazy. So we are blessed by everything that you're doing, and you're doing a great job. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for being on the call with me. Okay, Shane. Shane is pretty well new to our system. He just now was at his very first Steps to Success. He's had a few of his people come through the pipeline as well, jumping on our calls, all that kind of stuff. Shane, can you just real quickly tell us, how did you hear about us? What seems to be working for you and your business? You're a leader. You've got a nice size organization that you've built very fast. Just go ahead and tell us what's working for you.
Well, Danny, first of all, how I found out about you is I've traveled to about 70 cities last year in the U.S. and Canada, crisscrossing the country, and everywhere I went, people would mention your name. You know, it's like Danny Johnson, and I had not heard of you, by the way. Up until about 3 weeks ago, I went to your website and took a look, and we attended. I sent out an email, Danny, that I was going to attend your event, and it was a short notice, but we had 20 of our affiliates come to that event. We were really surprised, and I'll tell you what, there's a buzz. I mean, there's a vibration and an energy, and I believe that what you've done over the last couple of days is bigger than money. It's just beyond words. Right after the event, we sat around and just talked about what they liked best. We sat there like for almost 3 hours.
Wow.
just talking about what they couldn't agree on. It's everything, every single thing, the simplicity. And the thing that I respect the most, well, there's too much to go over on this call, but it's that you don't talk about stuff that you haven't personally done yourself. I mean, this is what I did. This is how I did it. Step one, step two, step three. So you give a very, very clear, definition. The event was fun. It was a lot of fun. And, we learned a lot. And this is all information that they're using, like, right now as we speak. A lot of them are on the call right now listening in. And they're telling all their friends about it. So we can see tapping in. People cannot compete. If they're in this industry and they're not tapping into this type of information, it's going to be very difficult to compete out there in the marketplace without this information. I've been to a lot of seminars, and you're just on a completely different playing field than anything that I've ever seen out there. So thank you so much. And you will be hearing, definitely be hearing from us as we grow with you.
I was blown away that after just 3 weeks that you heard about us, you got more than 20 people to go to First Steps to Success out of the blue. Now, tell us a little bit about your background and give us your testimony to the industry. You're doing very, very well, obviously, financially. But tell us, how did you get started in your business and things like that?
I was actually out of the business. So many similar stories that I swore I would never get involved with network marketing again. I got the call. And was not really the best person to be calling at that particular time. We were doing well what I thought was a regular business, a normal business, and started applying, getting out there, building without necessarily using a proper strategy. More and lots of energy going in there, but with the strategies, like I said, that we're going to implement directly from and plugging into your system. I can't. This is going to quadruple our business in a very, very short period of time.
Now, you've got quite a large sales force already. What's the size of your group now?
We're over 25,000 distributors now throughout North America. We're about to expand into different other countries. And every person that attended that event, I asked them, what would happen to your organization if every single person in your organization was in front of that seminar this weekend? And they're speechless, like I am. It's just like, what is going to happen? We can't even, I don't think my imagination is that big. But again, one thing that we all agree on, Danny, is this is bigger. Because I know a lot of people that call in and listen to these calls, like myself, thought, well, let's go down there and get some strategies to help us build our business. This is way bigger than a few strategies to build your business, because you've impacted the people that I got feedback from, what I witnessed and up on the stage there. You've impacted their lives in every area, not just the money. The money is such a small part of what you're doing for people that I think you're onto something here, Danny, much bigger bigger than anything I've ever seen.
Now, if you could single out one thing that you got out of the weekend. And I know it's overwhelming because it's two, all day Saturday, you were there Saturday night, all day Sunday, into the early evening on Sunday night, and it's intense. I mean, it's an intense pace. It's a lot of information being shot at you. Can you give one tidbit of information that you got out of the weekend that you could give our listeners that are listening that would be helpful for them?
Well, I've got 30 pages of notes, Danny, and I don't write stuff down that either I already knew or I can't apply, so I've got a lot of notes, and I'll just go with the first thing that I've got, not written down, but one of the first things. I just flipped open the page, and I was like, I'm going to look at something on this page, and I'll just tell you that, because there is so much. But it was the one, when you got started, an individual said to you something and said, you give me one excuse, and we're done. And that person was making a fortune on a monthly basis,
yep.
And at the time, you were making zero. But so many affiliates want to, tell a person what to do, give their opinion or whatnot. And I think that was, but I mean, look, I've got 30 pages, So I can keep on going on and on. But that's the first thing that I just looked and I said, yeah, that is so powerful, and so important that, our strategy is going to be very, very simple. We get people started. If they're not plugging in the system, they can't call me.
Yep.
Look, if you're not willing to invest the time and energy to get trained, why would I invest my time? And I think that it's just going to explode our organization.
Absolutely, and you give a different standard to your people. Because when there is no standard, you're basically setting your people up to fail. But when there's a line in the sand, just like any job that says you don't show up, you get fired, right? So it's the same here. And so often in our industry, people aren't coming from such the begging and convincing mentality that they are, you know, they don't want to draw a line in the sand because, gosh, what if the person gets upset that there's a line in the sand? Hello? If they get upset that there's a line in the sand, then that's the same person that gets upset that they have to get up in the morning and go to work. That's the same person that's upset that they have to make a mortgage payment. Give me a break. It's called life. And if you're going to succeed, you have to show up. You got to go to work. And these are the standards in which you got to live by. And so I think that's awesome. And that's the way it was for me. I mean, flat out, I'm not going to work with somebody unless they plug in a training. It's a waste of time. This is awesome. It was really a pleasure meeting you. And I'm looking forward to working with you and your group even closer here in the near future. So thanks so much for being on the call. We
and
truly
thanks for,
appreciate
for asking me to come on there. I'm honored.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Sandra, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, girl. Hey, Sandra, I want you to tell your story. You're a coaching client of mine as well, and Matt has been in the prospecting class. I'll talk to him in a second. Tell us what you've gained. You've been to now 4 first steps, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to Dynasty yet?
Yes, one.
Okay, one Dynasty. That was in Colorado, right?
In Tampa.
In Tampa.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, tell us what have you gained from it? What changes have happened in your life, in your business, or whatever. Just go for it.
All right. Well, Danny, I think, you know, the teachings that you have really gave me a lot of confidence that, like you said, this is not, you know, people have success in this industry because you have the skills, the strategies, and the beliefs. So it's all very logical. If you cover all these grounds, you're gonna have success. And if you don't have success, it's only because you have excuses, and it's only because you're not willing to do the work. So I've learned that, you know, I wouldn't say it totally dawned on me the first time I attended your seminar, but each time that I went back and listened to you, it sank in deeper. And I think a lot of these teachings, you really need to get to the cellular level. To be able to, you know, really have the success that you're seeking. So I've followed your teachings, and I really see a system there, a process there, and I don't see anything else, anyone else doing what you're doing, and I'm so blessed to be a part of what you're doing.
I'm blessed by your very presence. I am. I was so blown away to find out how successful you and Matt have done in building your business, and your hearts are just so postured in the right places, and you guys are just really good people, and you're inspiring to everybody else. Tell everybody your story. You've been in your company for 4 years. Tell them at what point you reached a six-figure income.
We've been in our company for 4 years. We reached that 2 years into the business, and most of it was done through the product sales part of the business, not so much the business building a group.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like you said, I think we've been very blessed in how our business have come out the way it has, and we have a lot of confidence in what we're doing, and right now we just want to take it to the next level, and we know that DannyJohnson.com can take us there.
That's awesome, man. These guys are rookies. Here they come in 2 years later, they got a six-figure income, and they focused in the area of product. They built their business, accumulating and building a customer base, and have done an awesome job doing that. Now they've got a combined system that they're working. They're building brokers in their business. They come from a service industry also. And so they're adding new brokers to their business as well as adding new customers. and continuing on that six-figure income and growing it. And so, Matt, I know you're on the line here also. Can you just tell us, can you give our listeners tonight maybe a tidbit of information that might have helped you that you can pass on to them that you've learned over the last 6 months that you've been working with us?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't figure out a single tidbit right now. I'm just overwhelmed with everything. But like Sandra said, you know, you have to get this down to the cellular level. And what I appreciate so much, I was just on the call today, and some words came out of me just out of nowhere today. And those are the words you spoke yesterday.
How awesome is that?
How awesome is that? Instead of, you know, begging and convincing you, we can have a posture, we can have a strength, and yet be kind to people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so awesome.
You know, it's funny because we're all products of our environment, and that's basically what you were just saying. We're products of our environment and who you choose to yoke yourself up to. I don't know if you know what I mean by yoke, those of you listening, but a yoke is basically what puts two oxen together. It's a big, giant, either it's metal or it can be wood, and when you yoke something, when you yoke two things together, whoever is that lead individual leads you whether you want to or not. And so it's important to be equally yoked in business as well as marriage, as well as spiritually, as well as emotionally, mentally, and physically, because we really are a product of our environment. And what Matt just now said, and I know that some of you caught it and some of you didn't, he opened his mouth and something flew out that he even heard just yesterday. Why? Because it gets down to that cellular level. And Matt and Sandra, you guys have mentioned to me, you guys listen to stuff all the time. What products in particular have you been listening to that you have found to be very impactful for you that would be a treat for the rest of the people to find for themselves?
Okay, well, definitely the script book is a great starter, and that will give you the words, that will give you the tone of voice, that will give you the posture that you need to be confident on the phone with people. That's where you start, and you know, we bought everything from you, Danny, so I would definitely recommend that if you want to go for multiple six-figure income. But start with that, go for North Carolina, and then once it comes time to, you know, like for us, building a team and having teams succeed, you know, there are strategies available on additional CDs that you produce, such as Home Business Success System, Insider Secrets of This Business as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure watching you guys and seeing you guys, and it was great having you guys up for lunch yesterday also. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the call with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Annie.
Yeah. Okay, Kim, you're next. Girl, 1 year ago February is when we got to meet you, and I just clearly remember seeing a woman who was not comfortable in her own skin, seeing a woman who felt not worthy to have the business that she was in, not worthy to be hanging out with the people she was in, and absolutely felt insignificant in comparison to the kind of success that other people had. And I remember that weekend in Phoenix at First Steps to Success, you had such a powerful breakthrough that when I saw you in March, you looked like a completely different person. I mean, a completely different person. There was a transformation in your face. You look 20 years younger. You even still today, oh my gosh, I wish I had a picture of you from your very first seminar, because you are just not the same woman. So Kim, can you just share what has changed you? What things have you heard that you can pass on to them that has made a difference?
You know, there are, thank you so much for that, all that intro, Danny. It just blesses me. There is so much. I'm sitting here now with all my notes and things just trying to pull out of the thousands of things that I got, what would be some of the key things. And I can really sort of sum it up by something, in fact, that you said just in this past First Steps, which really I see now was what I was experiencing all the time. When you said, you know, the Creator created the craving to prepare us really for our calling, and that God knows how and what to bait the hook with.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I hadn't been sitting down, I would have fallen down because it just finally, it puts you at peace to know that the inner longings that you have, they're there for a reason. And I had them, but I didn't know why. I didn't know what to do with them. And when I first got to First Steps, and, I mean, I was blown away. I had no idea I was going to experience a transformation internally. I thought I was just coming to learn how to prospect and handle a few objections and maybe close finally and then, you know, go home and the la-di-da life would be wonderful. But I sat there in my seat just like quaking in my boots because you went so deep. And I'm saying, oh, my God, she didn't go there. Oh, she went there. And there I was peeling off layers of what I thought was a security blanket around me to keep me from having to deal with some of the internal issues. And, you know, I've come from a profession where, you know, a very aggressive profession and being an attorney for, you know, a number of years, and people think that you're this hard, cold, you know, tough person, and they don't know that, you know, you have fears and anxieties and insecurities like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had a lot of illness being an attorney. I had ITC disease and ITS and ITE disease. I was, you know, I'm too cool, I'm too sophisticated, I'm too educated. And that's just crazy. So I was suffering under all of that. But what I had, even though I had a high-toned profession, I had no freedom because there you cannot transfer your skills to anyone else.
Yeah.
But through going to First Steps and going to Dynasty and the prospecting and closing classes and learning the systems that you have that are so awesome, I can now transfer what I know to someone else by simply plugging them into your system. And I am free now for the first time that I never had through a decade of being an attorney, not to mention the 7 years of training to get there. My God, to now get up in the morning looking forward to the day because I'm going to solve people's real problems, get them their hopes and dreams. I am so blessed and I am so committed. I am honoring my commitment now to my commitment, and I'm telling you, separating me from the path that I'm on now would be like separating the wet from water. Flat out not going to happen. And it's because of what you did for me in First Steps. And in this past year, I am finally growing up for the first time. And I would tell anybody, if you haven't been to First Steps, you need to fly there, drive there, take a bus, a train, walk or crawl. I don't care. You need to get there. Your life will never be the same.
Kim, tell me, because I know you've been bringing people, too. What have you watched happen with the people that you've brought?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, similarly, a transformation. I have someone on my team named Pam. She is what I call a pearly pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is the definition of a pearl. I mean, just that gentle, quiet spirit, helpful, generous, but, you know, tending towards to be, you know, almost too quiet, too helpful, too enabling,
mm-hmm.
and feeling that she personally, you know, her worth was not there. And I totally know from going to First Step, you can see now she knows that playing small does not serve her, it doesn't serve God, and it doesn't serve the people who are out there waiting for her. And I'm telling you, over the last year, because she went with me to First Steps in Chicago back
yep,
in March.
March, yep.
She has now stepped up in her own life. I mean, before you could barely even hear her talking. Now she has a presence, she has confidence, and just a few days ago, she volunteered to step up and do part of a presentation that she has never done ever. I mean, it's like seeing your own child grow up and graduate. And it just brings tears to my eyes that now, because of First Steps, people are finally living the life they always wanted to have but were too afraid, because you give us the posture and the confidence to know that we have something that is so valuable that people want it, but they just don't know it till we get there.
Yep, that's so true. That's so, so true. You know, it's people like you that just make me keep going. I'm serious. I mean, I'll never, ever forget seeing you in that seminar. I'll never forget seeing you the next month. I'll never forget having the conversations with your upline and him just, you know, quaking in his voice, just going, Danny, she's not the same person. She's up doing meetings now. She's got groups going all over the place. I mean, she's got teams happening like crazy. She's got things bubbling up underneath her. Excuse me. You, before, were timid to step up, afraid of making mistakes.
Terrified.
Afraid of doing it wrong.
Afraid of everything.
Not thinking that you could do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, you know, within 90 days, you know, he was on the phone with me going, oh, she's trailblazing it. She's, like, building it. She, I mean, he just could not believe the difference that he saw in you.
Well, I tell you, I feel like I have my life back for the first time, and I am so glad he got me to First Steps. He called me when he went in January, and he said that next day, he said, Kim, February, you will be in Phoenix. He didn't ask me if I wanted to go. He said, you will be in Phoenix.
Wow.
And I said, okay, sure, going. And then I knew why. And that's what I say with my team now. You will be in Atlanta in February. Done deal.
It works.
It works.
It absolutely works. And you could feel that conviction from him when he called you.
Yes.
It's funny, at the end of the seminar on Sunday, I caught him in the back on the phone with somebody else going, go to DannyJohnson.com. I was standing right next to him. It was so funny. Like he's doing the same thing he did a year ago. So awesome. Kim, congratulations on all your success. You've just done such an awesome job. We're so, so proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank
you. I'm looking forward to watching you double and triple your volume this year.
Yes.
I'm going to do whatever I can to help that happen. Okay, Jack. All right, Jack, you're on the phone.
Hey there, I'm here.
Hey. Jack, first of all, I want you to say what's happened to you, and then I want you to just battle off a bunch of stories of people that you have in your business, just specific. What's happened to closing ratios? What's happened to the recruiting numbers? What has happened to their checks? Go ahead and tell us first what's happened to yours, and then tell us about them.
Well, we are definitely after, we just let you know we've gone to the, I've been to two First Steps, and the Dynasty, and also the one-day prospecting and closing class. I think the first one that you had in Dallas some time ago. And since then, and then actually we had that first prospecting and closing class, we had 12 of our team members there. And I think the first steps that we all went to, we had, I think, around 25. Then Dynasty, it grew to about 40. We had close to 80 here at the last First Steps there in Dallas. And just watching the more of our team members that go, we can look right at our weekly checks, and they're growing along with the team members that go. We're up a little over 30% right now. And actually what I forgot on stage that you were asking me there in Dallas is that right after Dynasty, we had a good, strong group there, and that is so strong. The following week, the next Monday, our check went up right at a little over $1,000 just that week.
Wow.
So, you know, and then we're on our goal. We've made over $1 million in our first 2 years, and we see a total different style right now. It's people are more confident. Their closing ratios are going up, and a lot of that has to do with their posture that they're learning from you. And the techniques and the skills that they're getting from the script book, that script book is needed by everyone. So it's just growing with leaps and bounds. We see 2006 extremely strong for one reason, is that the people in our team are getting the skills that they need to be professionals, which they cannot get anywhere else. I have not seen anywhere that they can get those skills.
Now, Jack, you've been in the industry for 16 years,
mm-hmm.
and you were saying something on stage about how, you know, when you build a big business and you've got about 25,000 reps in your business, right?
Right.
When you build a big business, there's just always big pockets of holes. Can you talk about that for a second? Because there's other leaders that are listening right now.
Right, and I, you know, that's what I was trying to get across on the stage too. That's going to happen. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
We actually call people now. We find the people, the team members that are coming in. We try to send them an email. We try to get on the phone with them and talk to them. And what is so disheartening, and we do everything, and I'm talking about everything we can to make sure they have the conference calls, on and on. Knowing exactly what's going on, and you cannot do it. It does not work. We still talk with people that will even say, oh, I didn't know we had conference calls in this company. And it just, and your heart just sinks knowing that there's hundreds of others just like that. So it is a fact that, you know, it, and really I think it starts happening when you've got even a organization that's around, you know, 300, 400,
yep.
500 people. It starts right then. You cannot
yep.
get to them. And that's what we saw. Gloria and I saw that we had to do something or we were going to start losing a lot of people. Not only did they just not have the skills, they didn't know anything going on, especially about this industry. So we feel so fortunate that God led us to you to not only help us, but to help our team members get those skills that are going to make them so successful. And it's not hard to do. And the biggest thing you say is get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to train them on this industry. You do. I mean, that's what we've got you for. And if we can just promote every single event coming up, and it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if we started out with 10 people in our organization, we would start promoting with those 10.
Mm-hmm.
And as it got bigger and bigger and bigger, suddenly it just takes a life of its own, and even the other leaders start promoting, they start promoting, and you've got that duplication effect that suddenly you've got a huge amount of people getting the proper skills that will make them successful. So, I mean, that's what we see, and we hope, I mean, I see a vision of thousands of our team members there at the first steps in Dynasty. It may take us a while, but we sure will get there. But, you know, I don't know of any other place that we can go to get those skills. And it's just like you talk about, if you're in pre-med, if you're a pre-med student, or if you're in going to medical school, I mean, they're not going to have you walk in there and do an open heart surgery on somebody.
Nope.
You're going to kill them if you do.
Yep.
And you got to get the training. So why in an industry that we can make over $1 million in 2 years?
Yep.
Why don't we have training? And we do now. We have you. So it's so important. And it, like I said, what's really important to me is everyone understand that even if you've got 10 people in your team, you need to start right there. If you got 500, start right there. So it's just exciting of what's going to happen. And you are going to turn out for so many people on this call. You're going to turn out professionals in this industry in their teams.
Yes.
And that's just, and then we're gonna stop all this stuff about people saying, well, I get into this company and I just get in and I'm gonna be rich overnight.
Nope. I so badly, and I know it's the heart of those of you that we're talking even now. It's the heart of all of us to give this industry the reputation that it deserves and to put a stop to this lottery mentality, this mentality in that if I could just get that one, then I'll get lucky. It doesn't work like that. And so, and when people have that kind of mentality, they get discouraged after 30, 60, or 90 days, and then they quit, not even realizing that they have the best chance to succeed on a level that they could never succeed anywhere else. And that's the truth about our industry. And so what I'm hearing you saying is that you noticed even through the years is as your organization takes on a life of its own, that there's a whole lot of people that fall through the cracks because of the lack of skill of the people that are in your business. They don't possess the same skill nor conviction or commitment that, let's say, you have. And so that all gets diluted as an organization is built. And a team is formed, it gets diluted as it goes down line. Just like, you know, everything comes from the top down, but it always comes in lesser form by the time it gets to the bottom. And so, therefore, the people that are coming in, let's say third, fourth level down, they wind up nowhere near with the same desire or commitment or ability or even access to the same kind of commitment, ability, and so on. And so what you're saying is that this kind of helps to fill in that gap, to train up those people that are on that third and fourth level to help their skill get stronger so that they can reach down to their third and fourth level.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely.
That's exactly how I built my Salesforce.
Right. And I've got two quick stories, real quick. It's so neat, though, of how things can happen fast if you just follow what you tell us to do. The first story is one of our teammates named Dwayne from Jackson, Mississippi, and Dwayne was so excited. This was his first steps, and when he went home, he was so excited he wanted to put the action and put into action what you taught us with the script book techniques, and so he called up a retail lead that he had as soon as he got home, and it really was a textbook call. Because he followed the script book exactly, and he spent a great, great deal of time forming his prospect. He found out her needs, her strengths, and her goals, And when closing, he got that objection, I can't afford it. Well, Duane went back over her needs and strengths and goals with a very, very strong posture, like you told us to do. And she not only purchased the product, but she purchased two of the products.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that just, I mean, she was adamant, no, I can't afford it. And she talked her, and he didn't ask her to purchase two. She talked herself into purchasing two. Amazing.
What's the other story?
And then I've got Barb from North Carolina. Barb, actually, and this is so important, too, that I don't want people to miss. You and Hans have started I think it started in Dynasty when I was there about teaching about the debt reduction.
Yeah.
And since then, and Barb was there at Dynasty in Denver. And since then, she and her husband have paid off $10,000 of their debt.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, that's what this is about. I mean, it's not about us. It's not about me and my wife. It's not. I mean, it's about our team. It's about everybody's team on here. We need to truly help them get where they want to be. They're going to help their team members get where they want to be, and it's just going to be just an amazing ride.
Yeah, that is so exciting. I bring tears to my eyes when I hear testimonials of people taking what we teach at First Steps and Dynasty as far as getting out of debt. They put it into practice. They make it work. Check this out. When everybody was standing up at First Steps this past weekend, there were 17 people that stood up and gave a testimony about how much debt they paid off since their last First Steps, or since they came into the knowledge of the training that we teach at First Steps about getting out of debt, how much they paid off. 17 people stood up. $340,000 worth of debt was paid off amongst 17 people.
Awesome.
That's insane. That is so much money. It was an average of $20,000 per person.
It is.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
It is.
There's one other thing I want to thank you. I don't want to get off before thanking you about this. This meant, you know, I heard you ask everyone else about what this Dallas seminar meant to them. And what it meant to my wife and I is that our daughter was there with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 18. She's a senior in high school and heading off to college next year. And she enjoyed it so much. And her two favorite parts were learning how to form someone.
Uh-huh.
And she's already started that with her friends. And the next thing was when you divide us up in learning the four personalities, and she is a Ruby. And she's writing down all of her friends. She's looking. I mean, it's just amazing how it's changed her. And she's got. And then you gave her a seed that's growing into a foundation that she'll take with her forever.
And she's going to school to be a dentist.
Yes, and she's going to college in Charleston, and she wants to go to dental school there.
Isn't that awesome?
And it's amazing. And what I wanted to say with that is that if anyone has their children that's, I would say, you know, in that age that's really can, you know, go to this and understand what you're saying, they need to bring a child there. That seed, I already see the seed growing all the way home. It's just growing. I mean, she's looking and listening to people.
Yep. I brought my 8-year-old son in September.
Mm-hmm.
My son, 95% of the time, picks everybody's personality right on. On the way home from Los Angeles, he formed the guy sitting next to him the entire time and got a 25-year-old man to talk to an 8-year-old for an entire hour and a half flight home.
Oh, man.
He forms the electrician when the electrician comes through. My son is 8. He forms the plumber, the painter. He comes to me, hey, Mom, the painter has a second grader just like I am, and his name is so-and-so. And, I mean, he gives me, and Mom, he told me that the thing he liked the most in his childhood was skiing with his parents. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it doesn't matter how old they are. My 8-year-old has learned how to form at First Steps to Success.
Amazing. That is so
listening
awesome.
To his mother.
Right.
Which I would think he'd be sleeping and, you know, talking to his neighbor, but he didn't. He actually has implemented what he learned, which is wild. Sorry, Jack. Thank you so much, Jack, for sharing those testimonies. That's so
thank
exciting.
You.
Hey, Kim, you're on the phone next with me. Girl, you've got an awesome testimony yourself, but I wanted you to share because you've watched the last 2 years of bringing people to First Steps, you and your husband both, and you guys have a plethora of testimonials of people's closing ratios, debt reduction, marriage saved, you name it. Give us some specific testimonies of some of your people. Susan was on stage this weekend, and she was a part of your team. So just go ahead, let it rip.
Yes, it's so amazing, not only what plugging into you has done in our life, but to really see the results in the people. And there literally are hundreds of testimonials, but I just wanted to share a few. Like you said, Patty in our group from Kansas, she's not only a First Steps graduate, she's also a Dynasty graduate, and she continues to come back always with new people on her team. And her team is by far becoming the fastest-growing team in our company. She builds locally, and what's been completely transformational for her business is she's gone from being the one and only one who does the presentation over and over and basically running herself ragged. And through you understanding duplication and stepping aside and letting others rise up, she now has 25 people doing the presentation over 25 towns and has expanded that, and this has all happened in the last 6 months, and there's no
wow.
way.
You're telling me, because she used to work just in her own little town.
Right.
And doing all the presentations in her own little town.
Right.
And now she expanded to 25 different towns with presenters in 25 different towns.
Absolutely.
In 6 months.
Incredible.
That's wild.
Awesome.
Yeah. What else you got?
And then Sandy, of course, her testimonial just blows our mind. When we met Sandy, she was physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially bankrupt in every area of her life. And today she is, if anyone's met her, she is a completely different person. She came to our company with a background and the mindset of building a business through retailing product, never was a recruiter. And it's amazing to say that because she is a top recruiter in our company. Every single month since she's gotten started with us, she has hit the bonus pool, and not just hit it, but has been in the top three. And it's a struggle every month trying to beat her. And she has a 90% closing ratio for business builders.
And she could not close any business builders when she first got started.
Right, right.
In fact, she dialed 3,000 dials and closed nobody.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and she's amazing. She does a prospecting call for us, and I get on her calls, and I try to catch her. She does not deviate one word from the script book, not one. You will not hear it. I've tried to catch her. It's awesome. So she has earned an extra $3,000 to $6,000 a month just in bonuses, not including her income that she's earning as far as building a business and residual income. So had it not been for you and teaching her the skills and equipping her how to do that.
Now, here's what's a trip, is that you guys did not have to worry about doing all of that. She's made over $100,000. She's paid off $76,000 worth of debt. How does that feel to know that you've had an impact on someone's life like that?
It's there's no words, really. It's part of our purpose, and our goal is obviously we have always dreamt of being able to make an impact in priorities and in the areas of God, family, health, and wealth. And who would have known that there was a trainer out there like you that we can plug, we know as many people that we can plug into, their lives are changing dramatically. And I'll get choked up if I talk about it too much, just what's happened in our personal life. But the last person, Susan, who was on the stage, I just have to share that for the people that weren't there, because her testimonial was incredible. She's a mom who wants to stay home with her small kids, obviously, and she's been listening to Danny for 6 months now, and her earnings have doubled. She learned leadership skills that she claims that she lacked in her first business, and her debt is shrinking, and her marriage has been saved. And that's a nutshell, but I want to get specifics. In prospecting and closing, she was one of those, we said, go listen to Danny. She was on the phone listening to you right away to your archived calls. And through listening to you on the phone, she became confident. And in her first month, she had 100% closing ratio on a warm market. She closed 1 out of 4 on cold market. And she's earned, she's qualified for our bonus pools every single month.
Wow.
Her first 4 months, and earned over $16,000 in doing that. In the area of debt, she went to the first step to success in St. Louis in October. She learned how to manage debt. Obviously, you have a section on that.
Yep.
In your seminar, she went away from that seminar with over $45,000 in debt and has paid off over $12,000 of it since October.
Isn't that crazy?
In the area of marriage, which is what got the whole room rolling, she literally had filed for a divorce. She had papers. She had not served them yet. This was her just literally months ago, and at the October event, you had talked about, you know, are you putting yourself first? And she wasn't, and she knew that if she began to change, that he would change. And you also said something that if you just start treating your spouse like a rock star, that try that out and see how it works. And she just is like, it works, and her marriage is saved, and they are absolutely in love today as a result of it.
Isn't that just so completely wild that someone's entire life can be changed?
From one small nugget. You can, because of your seminars, and we've been on, I've lost count. I think we've been to 15 or 16 First Steps. We're Dynasty graduates. We've been to 3 Dynasties. And every seminar we come away, Tom always says that was the absolute best one. And it's true, we come away at a different level. Something we missed before, we caught at that time. But you go off on little sidetracks that are million-dollar things or life-changing things that had we not been there, you know, we would have missed it. And so we can't say enough about you and what you've done in our life. And just it's so much bigger than making money and building a business. Obviously, as you can see, lives are changing.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, what an honor and a privilege. And you know what's so funny? Could the corporate world say any of this? No.
Mm-mm.
No. No. Does the corporate world have a situation where, you know, you bring in a mom who, like, you know, makes an incredible amount of money working part-time from home, saves her marriage, and is starting to get out of debt, pays off $12,000 worth of debt in 3 months? No. Not going to happen. You know, all these testimonies that came up tonight, I just look at that and I just go, man, where else can you go? Have this kind of impact on people's lives. And so there's something that I want to pass on to you guys, and let me wrap this up. The reality is this, facts tell, stories sell. And so many of you are out there trying to promote your product and promote your business by getting into all the details and all the facts about what you're doing. The reality is that people pay more attention to the testimonials about how it's affecting people's lives. Tonight, this call was all about testimonials, about how people's lives have changed and have been impacted for the better. And I don't know of another industry that can even come close to this one where we can have this kind of impact, where we're taking people from $3,000 a month within 6 months to $110,000, where we're taking people who had repossessed cars, who are now earning a couple hundred grand a year, where we're taking people who are bankrupt in all areas of their life and now, you know, are just prospering in all areas of their life. This call, my friends, you need to take this to other people. It is very important that you learn how to fire away with testimonial after testimonial after testimonial. And tonight gave you a handful of testimonials that you can utilize to help other people. Now, Atlanta is where the next First Steps to Success is going to be. It's February 18th and 19th. Again, that's Atlanta, Georgia, February 18th and 19th. As well as Creating a Dynasty will be in Los Angeles, California, it's the weekend of the 25th. I think it's 25th, 26th, and 27th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the end of May. Last weekend of May, of this year in Los Angeles, California. If you were not able to be with us this past weekend, we are sorry for whatever reason that is that you were not able to be there. But there's no excuse for what's coming up. There's 5 weeks for this next event that's coming. There's no excuse. You heard each one of these leaders on the phone saying for themselves, we will have a ton of people in Atlanta. We are bringing people. We're directing people to that site. We're directing people to that script web, to the North Carolina. These are all six-figure income earners that I had on the phone here tonight. These are, in fact, multiple six-figure income earners, most of them. They were sharing insights as to what is working for them. What an awesome honor to be able to listen for an hour from people who have started from where you're starting and have gone on to make multiple six figures as well as $1 million in 2 years. What an awesome honor to be able to hear insights from people like that. Take what they have shared with you tonight. Take the insights and the knowledge that they gave you, the advice that they gave you for free tonight, and implement it. There is enough here to take any one of you to the next level of which you want to go. So again, February 18th and 19th in Atlanta, Georgia. Creating a Dynasty is May in Los Angeles. Go to the website now. Get yourself registered for those events. Get the tools that they told you to get. This is what's working for them. And what an awesome group of people. You know, they don't benefit from you. They don't. These people that were on here, I mean, we have over 2,000 people listening right now. You're not all in their groups. And so this is truly from a heart level from them, humbling themselves, saying, hey, this is working for us. We want to pass it on to you. We want to see our industry change and improve. We want to see people get out of debt. We want to see marriages healed. We want to see people's closing ratios go from 0 to 90%, as it happened for one of Kim's people. We want to see people's closing ratios go to 100% in their warm market and 25% in their cold market right out of the gates. If you want to see your people have that kind of exciting success, then do what these leaders have done. Start plugging people in the places that they're plugging their people into. And that, my friends, is First Steps to Success, DannyJohnson.com, utilizing the products that are on that website, utilizing the archives calls, as well as creating a dynasty. You heard those. They're here to help you with their testimony tonight. So God bless you guys. I'll be looking forward to talking to you guys next Monday night, same time, same place. Other than that, let me open up the lines and everybody say good night and God bless.